The Mickey Blyler Show is on the air.
Did you get your tickets?
To what?
The gun show.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Keep my hands on myself. Take out the stem off, put them back up on the shelf. Just a little baby girl is in need. Am I coming out of left field?
One thing we didn't do yesterday, buddy, we didn't go to Butcher's Block. I was waiting on you to invite me. I was waiting on Ben to invite me. I didn't get an invite from you two.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the defense you're going to go
with? You guys give me a hard time. Y'all never invite me.
To gain an audience with Mickey Plyler at lunchtime, you can't invite Mickey Plyler. You have to either run into him by accident.
That's not true.
Or you have to be invited weeks in advance because his social schedule is so booked.
Not true.
Outside of this. It's ridiculous.
Here's how it works. Hey, Mickey, you're going to lunch today? Sure, let's go. And you guys are weak.
You didn't invite. That is ridiculous.
No.
It's rich.
Let's go to the Butcher's Block. Tell you what, my wife and I, we're going to go there this weekend. And here's how you get like a little two for one in there. You go, the reason we're going is to go pick up some, I don't know, maybe a Boston butt, maybe some scallops. I don't know, maybe some a brisket or something. So you go get that. But in the process, while you're over there, get your little meat three, get your little burgers, get your little deli stuff, get a little pre-made meal in there. I love it. It's my great friends over at the Butcher's Block. Have you been lately? I haven't been lately. I need to go.
No, Mickey, I haven't been. We were supposed to go yesterday, but you snubbed us.
How did I snub you?
Yeah. Did we go to the Butcher's Block yesterday?
No.
Did you go somewhere else yesterday?
Yeah, but you didn't call
snubbed.
Me.
Snubbed.
I'm done with you.
I'm done with you. You're not done with me. I'm done with you.
Butcher's Block, North Main and Anderson, you're going to love it.
I'm fired up over here.
I am too.
I ain't happy right now.
I'm not either. I'm ticked right now. You snubbed me yesterday. Let's get our good friend Tyler Vissen from Jinx Inc. Realty. Good morning, Tyler. How you doing, man?
Hey, Mickey. I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
I'm fantastic. Now, let me just put myself in your shoes right now. You know, you've been around me. You know this. I know nothing about the outdoors world. I don't pretend to. But I just got to imagine, man, right now with this weather, our outdoors people and the people over at Jinx Inc. Realty with all these, you know, great pieces of property you can show, this has got to be just an awesome time of year for you guys.
This is one of our favorite times of the year, and we're a little disappointed and a little sad because tomorrow's the last day of turkey season. So if you still haven't tagged one yet, you know, you still got one more chance to go out. But, you know, regardless, this is still one of the best times of the year. People always enjoy seeing property at this time. It's nice and cool in the mornings. Doesn't get too hot. You know, anything you can do to get outside, even if you're not looking at property, maybe you're golfing, fishing, going out on the boat, hiking, it doesn't matter. This is the time of year that you really need to enjoy it and get outside.
All right, you sent me a text about or an email about wildlife services. I can't wait to learn more about it. What do we need to know about wildlife services?
Yeah, so I know we harp on this quite often, but, you know, we're very busy all the time with it. And we have several different things that we're doing right now. We're bush hogging for property maintenance. We're installing gates, starting to hang deer stands for next season. We just did a few big projects planting fruit trees for the hard and soft mast and food plots. We planted over 100 trees in about a day and a half. And, you know, it's just that time of year that you got to do it. So when something comes up, it's just, you know, busy and you got to take care of it. So that was one big push we had. And then right now in the midst of planting duck impoundments and planting dove fields, well, we planted a few tracks in summer food plots. So this is just one of those times of the year that you got to be on your toes. You got to keep the tractor and the truck moving and go from place to place. But the more work you put in now, the more you can enjoy come fall and dove season and deer season.
You guys, a new service you guys have is to help people with this, and tell us about that, and really how, I mean, either A, you don't know how to, you know, people don't know how to do it, or B, they just don't have time to do it, but they got some resources to do it. But you guys can take care of a lot of this stuff for them, and talk about how and what they need to do.
Yeah, absolutely. So we offer basically a turnkey property maintenance service, along with the food plots and everything else that may be involved. You know, if someone might live out of town or maybe they're, you know, like you said, they're caught up at work all week and need to spend time with the family over the weekend, they can give us a call. We can get down to the property. We can bush hog it. We can spray food plots. We can trim trails and lanes and hang their deer stands and basically get the property ready to go for deer season. And then, of course, like I already mentioned, we can put the food plots in. We're starting to do dove fields this year. We have a woods planter that was new to us last year. And we tried a couple things in doing some row planting last year, and everything looked good. So we're going to try it again this year, see if we can get in the dove field market a little bit more. We're also trying two duck impoundments with it. So it's kind of a learning year for us to really dial it in and get it ready, and then we'll be off to the races next year.
Awesome, man. Besides that, selling property as well, how do they get in touch with you? Jinx Inc. Realty, the website looks great. I was on it again last night, and man, you guys look like this business is booming, and I know, how can they get in touch with you to find out about these great properties?
Yeah, absolutely. I know there's a few new properties coming on the market here soon. If you ever want to just take a look, whether you want to buy a piece of property or if you're looking to sell a piece of property, the website is jirland.com. And if you want to call in and talk to an agent, our number is 864-631-2770.
I love it, buddy. I absolutely love it. Man, you guys are the best. I hope you enjoy this awesome weekend, this awesome weather. Bag that last turkey, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
All right, awesome. Thanks, Mickey. Have a good weekend.
All right, buddy. You too. Good kid, brother. Good guy. I say kid. Good guy, man. Tyler. Remember Tyler came in the studio with us a couple of times. Really good guy there. Zach Orman, Store 24, I have a Tiger Woods update for you.
What do you got?
First hole, par 5, hits it in the right rough, 277 greenside bunker, hits it out to about 12 feet, misses the putt, makes a 4-footer coming back.
You can't par 5s if you want to be competitive.
I'm with you. However, on number 11, the second hole of the day, 302-yard drive in the fairway, 139 yards to the hole.
How about that?
Love it. Absolutely love it. Wells Fargo up in Charlotte. Is any part of you, I'm still mad at you, by the way. Texter said, yeah, I really snubbed you. I've never snubbed you.
Likewise. Never snubbed me.
Nope.
Interesting.
Nope.
Interesting.
I wonder how in the world, let me see. We talked about going. When you left here yesterday, you didn't say one word about it. You took off. The last time after the show, I called you. You didn't even answer my phone call.
When do I ever say anything when I leave?
No, but the last time you left the office the other day, I gave you a buzz. You didn't answer.
I was on the phone with somebody else.
And didn't call me back.
I didn't see you call.
Okay. See, so who snubbed who? Who snubbed who?
Because I didn't see you called. Is that what you're going to go with?
How did I snub you?
How did you not, really?
No, you tell me how I did.
Did we have lunch yesterday like we planned?
Did we plan?
Didn't we? Didn't we on air say we were going to Butcher's Block?
You to say, we did it on the air. So I got to call you. I got to come pick you up. I got to do that.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm accustomed to a certain lifestyle. Yeah. I like to be kept in the lifestyle to which I've grown accustomed.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
How's that grab you?
I don't like it.
They're tuna.
I don't like it.
They're a big dog.
I don't like it one bit. We had 3 straight guests.
Yeah, we did.
I did not know this, that...
Thank you, Texter.
We did plan on the air, but why is it like my job to call you? You could have called me.
Is it the Mickey Pyler show or is it Zach Orr show?
Is it the Mickey Pyler lunch?
It's the Mickey Pyler show that we plan on the Mickey Pyler show. So Mickey Pyler is there for responsible.
Let's get back to this. I learned something from Josh Williams. I didn't know that all those teams had Baker Mayfield as the number one overall pick.
They had him, yes, to an extent. The Giants had him as the number one quarterback. Their number one player in the draft was Saquon Barkley.
But there was a bunch of teams who had Mayfield number one.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right. Also, I didn't know that about the Kentucky Derby, man. Like, that European horse is just not getting here. And also that he's been carrying more weight.
How many European horses are in this Derby?
Just one that I know of that he talked about. Mm. Isn't that crazy, though? Think about this for a second, okay?
I'm thinking.
All the horses will carry exactly 126 pounds this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
A man's going to be on their back.
Mm-hmm.
And a saddle.
Yep. It's a very small saddle. I don't know if you can call it a saddle.
But all that's going to weigh 126 pounds.
Yeah.
My right leg weighs 126 pounds. When's the last time you weighed 126
pounds? 126
pounds? Yeah.
I think I wrestled 125s in like fifth grade.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'd say maybe I was like seventh grade, sixth grade maybe. 125 pounds.
Yeah.
That's crazy to think about. Do you like the Kentucky Derby?
I love the Kentucky Derby.
Why?
The pageantry. I like the call the call of the actual race itself.
And down the stretch they come.
You like I'd that? Love to go do it one day and like really do it. I don't have the money to do that yet, but I will one day, hopefully.
I'll show you this. I don't care anything about this big lady hats.
That's fine. It doesn't bother me. I'm not wearing the hat.
All right. I don't care anything about...
She wants to wear the hat, she can wear the hat.
Yeah, that's good for them. Good for them, man. Knock yourself out.
I'm going to wear a crazy suit, though. I'll tell you right now.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah. If I'm going to do it, I'm really going to do it.
You're going to wear a suit.
Yeah.
Huh. After going up twice...
Would you like to expand on that little... Just now? Oh, okay.
You wear a suit to a horse race.
It's the sport of kings. What are you going to wear?
I'm going to wear a t-shirt and some shorts.
Yeah, this isn't one of your little NASCAR events here. This is the sport of kings, my man.
Let's be clear about this.
The sport of kings.
You wear suits to weddings.
Yep.
Funerals.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe job interviews.
Definitely job interviews.
And then depending on your job, you might wear one every once in a while. That's it. You don't go to a casual sporting event. Not even casual, I'm sorry. You don't go to a sporting event and wear a suit.
You are going to the Kentucky Derby at Church Hill Downs.
Right.
You're drinking $1,000 mint juleps.
That are awful. Let's be clear about that.
Here's
the good news about
clear.
Tomorrow, by the way, on that subject.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, because of is normally Derby Day, you have a mint julep. But tomorrow you get to trump that and veto that. Because tomorrow's Cinco de Mayo, and you can do your little...
Tequila, let's go! Margaritas! Uno más, baby!
What was the first thing? What was that? Stop it, my excuse me, Jefe.
I love Cinco de Mayo. It's a great day. It's a great day. Cinco de Mayo gets you prepped and excited for Memorial Day weekend, which is always great. And Memorial Day weekend sets the tone for what your July 4th is going to be. Cinco de Mayo is going to kick off your summer on a Saturday. It's going to be fantastic. I can't wait.
I don't care. Look, Tom Rinaldi could come in here right now and tell me, Mickey, how do you host a show with cancer? And I'll be going, with only 6 months to live, why are you still working? You do that little, I ain't think whatever. I'm dying laughing. I'm sorry.
That's good. It's
I'm
fun.
Sorry,
it's
man. Fun. That's the best time. You know, it's the first time you broke it out on me.
I like Cinco de Mayo. I'm sorry.
You get that fired up by Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, Cinco de Mayo is great. I love it.
You're so typical of our society today. Like, we look for reasons to party.
Absolutely.
You care nothing about Mexico, nothing about the Mexican holiday.
I don't know. No, I just.
But you're looking for a reason to
looking
party.
For a reason to have a good time? Always. Yeah. Why would you not enjoy life?
Give it to me one more time.
I can't. You can't force it. It's got to be organic.
Okay.
I don't take Adderall. No. For those asking.
Dude, I love that, man. Oh, my gosh. My sides are hurting through that. That's your best stuff. Now, will you do a little enchilada?
No, I know.
Chicken chimichanga?
Well, no, we won't do that.
Will you do a burrito?
Burrito. I like burritos. Who doesn't like burritos, though?
Love burrito.
So little chips and salsa. A little queso, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see how the day happens.
Cinco de Mayo is the busiest restaurant day of the year.
Is that right?
Yep. More people... Because, you know, other restaurants have, like, Cinco de Mayo specials, whatever, like, Mexican restaurants do great stuff there, too. But the bottom line is that St. Patrick's Day is number two as far as the biggest money maker. So, man, we turn this thing into it. I love it, though, man. I love it. I think it's great. So, tomorrow, have you ever had a mint julep before?
No, I
They're
haven't.
They're terrible.
I'm refusing to have one until I go to Kentucky.
You got a lot of rules over there.
What's the rule?
Like I try to get you Augusta National tickets. You go, well, I can't go.
That's not
Caleb.
True. That's not true. We couldn't get the tickets.
All right, so I get you tickets to this tour event this weekend.
I got
to
work.
No, you go, well, I can't go without Caleb. Caleb has an exam. I got to go. You got to wait on my brother.
He said, I'll get you and your brother can go up. And I said, okay. And then he couldn't go.
Okay.
That's perfectly reasonable.
But you can't go without him.
I'd like to take him to see Tiger Woods. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. But you can't go without him.
And then, well, I can't go without him to Augusta. I'd go without him to another event.
All right. So, but your next rule is that you will not have... a mint julep until you have it at Churchill Downs.
I want it to be a unique and special experience. What's wrong with that?
Well, I will go ahead and just warn you right now.
Don't ruin it.
No, I'm not going to ruin it. I'm just going to let you know right now.
Yep.
Mint juleps tastes awful. It is just an awful drink. It doesn't go together. I don't know why they decided to do it this way. It just doesn't go together.
It's bourbon, isn't it?
Yeah, but bourbon and some syrup in there, sort of syrup.
Let me look.
And then you got these mint leaves in there, and they just don't taste good together.
Bourbon, powdered sugar,
yeah,
water,
see?
Mint leaves.
See? It just doesn't taste good together.
I mean, I probably drink
it. It's not a good combination.
If I had to.
You drink one just to do it.
Bourbon. You Southerners and your bourbon. You guys love that stuff down here.
I love bourbon. Bourbon's great. But not with syrup. And not with mints inside of it. Like a mint leaf. Mm-hmm. Doesn't taste good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've had these other ones that you have during these other two, Preakness and the Belmont. They have their own drinks. One like Lazy Susan or something.
Isn't it Long Island Iced Tea?
Long Island Iced Tea and Lazy Susan. Long Island Tea is okay. It's okay. It's not great.
Listen, a couple Long Islands is a nice little way to spend a day.
It's okay. It's not great. Texture said, mint julep is possibly the worst liquor drink ever, followed by closely by Blue Moon Apricot.
I don't know what that
apricot
is.
Don't know what that is either. It's just disappointing because you want to like it because it's the Derby.
Yep.
But it just sucks.
But you have to drink it because you're there. So, on Cinco de Mayo, Saturday, tomorrow,
yeah,
you're going to have a margarita.
I didn't know that tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo. You're all fired up about that for some reason or anything?
Don't force it.
Yeah, you got to have it one at least more. You know what I do with my margs now? I do these coconut margaritas.
Listen.
Sugar rim.
I was skeptical about these coconut margaritas. But
I invited you to my house for dinner.
You took the initiative finally, and then it happened.
Right.
But yeah, they were delicious. See, so you have a margarita on Cinco de Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
You have green beer or Irish whiskey on St. Patrick's Day. You have a mint julep at the Derby. And you drink a Budweiser, like a Red Blooded American, on 4th of July.
I love it.
What are we doing here?
I like it. I'm in. We got to take a break.
We do.
We'll come back.
Throw a hole, we'll get right to you.
Yeah, hang on. Coming straight to you. I still want to get into tight ends and offensive line here in this segment. Kirby Smart's got a new contract. We'll tell you about that. Clemson, Florida State played baseball this weekend. We'll tell you about that. We'll take a short break. More. You're not going to do it before the break, though. We do it during the break?
We'll see.
Before the end of the show, you give me one more?
We'll see.
For Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo. Let's see.
Short break, more to this.
Hi friends, Mickey Plyler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. That's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at stargraniteinteriors.com.
Did you know you can spray Lanix on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van life, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lanix it.
Call us today at Lanix of Anderson.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
If you live near or in a 30-mile radius of Anderson and you're living paycheck to paycheck, do you need a used car, truck, or SUV but don't have any money? Could you just use a lucky break? Just get to Anderson Ford's Credit Doesn't Matter Lucky Break Start of Summer Clearance Sale. Other dealers say no. Anderson Ford says yes, yes, yes. Vehicles priced from just $39.99 with payments as low as $109 a month. If your bills are late, you're divorced, behind on alimony, even bankrupt, Anderson Ford could put you in a used car, truck, or SUV with just $1 down. It's the Anderson Ford Credit Doesn't Matter Lucky Break Start of Summer Clearance Sale you've been waiting for. Just $1 down if you have a job. Going on right now at Anderson Ford on Clemson Boulevard off Exit 19 in Anderson or online at AndersonFordSC.com. plus tax, tag, title, and registration. See dealer for details.
It's auction time. Saturday, May 5th, Johnny King Auctioneers returns to Hollis Jackson Farm in Inman, South Carolina. Selling farm and construction equipment, cars, trucks, golf carts, tools, and more. Anyone can buy or sell. Visit jkauctions.com for details and photos. Check the website daily for updates. Bid live at the auction or online from anywhere you have a connection. That's Saturday, May 5th at 566 Edwards Road in Inman, South Carolina. Johnny King Auctioneers, bringing buyers and sellers together. Go Tigers!
It's the Sea-Doo Ready to Ride sales event at Foothills Motorsports in Piedmont. Ride into your next adventure with the revolutionary performance of a Sea-Doo watercraft. And now, for a limited time, receive a rebate of up to $1,000 on select models. Escape the everyday starting at $53.99. Foothills Motorsports, located at 104 Halter Drive in Piedmont.
Offering on April 30th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
At Orkin, we help get rid of pests, always using the latest science.
Thanks for coming back. I saw a couple more ants in the kitchen.
Of course. I'll keep coming back between services until you're 100% happy.
That's going to be tough. My baseball team just traded away our starting ace. We'll never make the playoffs.
Well, let's start with the ants.
What's that going to cost me?
Nothing at all. Return visits are covered by the Orkin Satisfaction Guarantee.
Happiness is possible.
Orkin, pest control down to a science.
The Mickey Plyler Show is on the air.
Everybody has their own little opinions, and it all gets homogenized, and you lose the whole edge of it. I'm going with Jerk Store. Jerk Store is the line. Jerk Store.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
A boy's born in hot damn Mississippi, surrounded by four walls that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city.
Little Stevie Wonder Boy. You don't think I'm in a good mood now, do you? Love that stuff. Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Sherry's Berries and Mother's Day's Berries right now. You're going to love. She's going to love. I've given these to my mom before for Mother's Day. She loves them. Starting at just $19.99. Now, this week only, double the berries for just $10 more. They're going to throw in a little extra in here, too. They'll throw a little kicker. Sherry's super popular dipped caramel pretzel rods. Your berries arrive in a great signature box. You can pick your delivery date. It's guaranteed. Satisfaction is guaranteed. It's a perfect gift for mom. Freshly dipped strawberries, chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate. You're going to love it. How do you get them? It's as easy. One way to get this amazing deal with these freshly dipped strawberries at $19.99 plus shipping and handling, and double the berries for just $10 more. And that includes that gift caramel pretzels. Go to berries.com. Now, Mother's Day is May the 13th. Berries.com, berries.com. Click on the mic in the upper right-hand corner. Put in the mic promo code. It's 105.5. 105.5. Telephone number 654-ROAR. Rick on our Northern Communication phone lines. Rick, thanks for hanging through that break. How you doing this morning?
Man, if I was any better, I'd be naked looking for Oprah. How you doing, buddy? I promise you've not heard that in about a week. Look here, Mickey, and I'm sorry, guys. I'm a new listener, new to the area. Is it Mickey and Zach, correct?
Yes, it is. Yes, sir.
Okay. I enjoy the show. I'm originally from Alabama, Mobile. We just moved here from New Orleans. And I'm going to tell you what, bud, this upstate area is a breath of fresh air. I love it up here. The people are incredibly awesome. You can even drive around and people will let you in traffic. It's amazing.
Now, let me ask you, Rick,
New Orleans.
What brings you to upstate? Like, how'd you get here?
It's a big U-Haul truck.
What was the reason that got you here from New Orleans?
My wife and I got transferred. Okay. And like I say, we're loving it, man. I hope, with all due respect, the next thing I'm going to try to buy is maybe a crib somewhere because I don't want to leave.
All right. Well,
I've been around for a while. I mean, this ain't my first rodeo. But Zach, and I've been to a lot of Cinco de Mayo's. Damn, brother, I got to hang out with you. After you went through all that stuff, I spent half my Egg McMuffin all over the dashboard.
I love it.
Now, Mickey, if you don't mind, indulge me a minute. I'm with you on the Derby here, okay? The mint juleps. Man, I got to pass. I mean, why don't we just break out the Bailey's and buttermilk?
That's what I'm saying, man. Look, there's a lot of good drinks you can have to celebrate an occasion. You don't have to make a terrible drink and stick to it just because somebody did 100 years ago. We've advanced.
Oh, my God, yeah. And, you know, and I'm not going anywhere where you walk around and all you hear at the track is names like Muffy, Buffy, Miss Daisy, and especially the ladies walk around in goofy-looking hats. It looks like a bunch of colored rabbits on work release from Easter. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
I love it. Hey, Rick, I learned something yesterday. You say y'all from Mobile? Is that where you say you're originally from?
Originally from Mobile, yes, sir.
I was watching Jeopardy last night. I didn't realize.
And yes, Roll Tide.
We'll let you borrow that too. Hey, I didn't realize that that
Mobile
Mardi Gras is Mobile. Mardi Gras is Mobile.
That's
I didn't know this. I thought it was New Orleans.
Yes, sir. Oh, no. And everybody likes to go to Fat Tuesday. Let me tell you, go to Mobile on Sunday. It's called Joe Kane Sunday. Okay. Man, people, I mean, they get as goofy as a run-over dog.
I love it. I know. So what is Joe Kane? What is that? What does that mean?
Actually, Mardi Gras dissolved for a while. Joe Kane initiated it back after the war.
Okay.
And it's just a big, it's kind of like, for lack of better terms, a family day of Fat Tuesday.
Okay.
I love it. I guess that's where families are made after they get down there and get tore up all day. I have no idea.
I don't know either. Hey, we talk a lot of Bama football in here, a lot of SEC football, a lot of Clemson football. And Clemson and Bama are rivals now. So, man, I'm glad you found us and look forward to hearing from you more.
Well, I'm loving it. And I'm hoping and I love Clemson, but now when y'all play us, it's all bets are off the table. And I do hope that Dabo catches the ride to Tuscaloosa when Nick decides to retire and run for governor.
See, we hope that won't be the case. Hey, let me know if you catch Oprah, okay?
I'm on the way now. Oh, hey, she's right here off Butler Road. I'll talk to y'all later.
See you, Rick. Take care. Sound like we got a character move to the upstate.
That was a roller coaster.
I love that guy.
That was a roller coaster.
I love that guy. This has been a great Friday show. Because we hadn't been too serious today. You know, we get way too serious way too often. I think we take life too serious. I think we take sports too serious. Man, it's been a lot of fun.
He's been invited to a tailgate. John Pickens says this guy's invited to my tailgate in the fall. East Beach lot, space 282. As long as he brings the one-liners, he's there.
Keep bringing the one-liners. That's good. East Beach lot 282. I like that. Clemson, Florida State this weekend. This is a big game, buddy. This is a big series coming up.
Huge series.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Because of the exams and all that, and we've got ESPN coming and all, so this is a huge series. Florida State's good. Florida State's is, you know, from a RPI standpoint, they're right around Clemson. Florida State are right around the same thing. The Tigers have a much better ACC record, but this is a big one, and I'm always interested to see what comes out of exams and like how the team emerges from that. Always looking forward to that. I don't do this often, but I want to answer Rick's phone call and him talking about Dabo going down. We spent a lot of time on this week. And my friend David Hood has an article up on TigerNet that I want you to go by and read later today. But it says Dabo Swinney's at Alabama? Sorry, Paul, not going to happen, and here's why. So David Hood on TigerNet today will tell you why Dabo Swinney will not go to Alabama. So check that article out at some point in time today. Also, our email bag, we'll put that on at some point in time today as well. Are we going to? I want to kind of wrap up this segment with a couple of different things. Did you watch any NBA last night?
No.
I know. Sorry, didn't mean to insult you with it. Did you see what LeBron did though?
I saw they won two nothing in up in Toronto, and they're coming back home.
Yeah, they won both games up there. LeBron James last night, after scoring 45 in game one, he went 19 of 28 from the field. He had 14 assists, 8 rebounds, 14 assists, 43 points. To me, to get 43 points and 14 assists is just amazing. One steal, only turned it over one time.
Wow.
He's plus 20 in the plus minus steal there.
What was he behind the arc?
Just one, only took three three-pointers. Just one of three.
Good. Live inside the paint.
Yep. They only made 11 threes last night. Say only 11. Green had four of those, but just got off to a decent start. Third quarter pulled away and won in the fourth quarter as well. So Cleveland up 2-0 there.
If he does this, if they win it.
They can't win it.
If they do.
All right.
it's over with the discussion, right? Like,
what discussion?
It's him. It's nobody else. It's LeBron James, and then it's everybody else.
You mean the greatest of all time?
It's over.
What?
Yeah. This team shouldn't be anywhere close to winning a title. And if he can do this in that conference and then go across and be whoever.
Okay. I would ask you this. Could Michael Jordan win with Love, Hill, Korver, and Smith?
I don't know.
I'm not sure either. With Green, Osman, and Nance coming off the bench. I don't know, man. This team looks a lot like... I'll tell you this. Jordan never won... I'm not going to have a long discussion about this. I don't want all this.
I don't want to either. But
Jordan never won with a team that was disassembled in the middle of a regular season and put back together. You know what I'm saying? So this would be his most impressive championship if he could win the thing. But not really sure of that. Kenneth writes in, J-Dub is as impressive analyst with his knowledge of everything sports. Hashtag weight of jockey. Love some J-Dub. QCT doesn't like J-Dub. He makes it very simple, that very clear he doesn't like him. I love the guy. I think the guy knows more about it than anybody else. Finally on Twitter, remember every single tweet gets on the air. Joe writes in, do you think that if you swap Matt Ryan and Ben Roethlisberger's teams, Matt would have been to Ben's Super Bowls? Remember, Ben won his rookie season. Have a blessed day. I'm not really talking about his rookie season. I'm not talking about the first 3, 4, 5 years of their career. I'm talking about right now.
Who's right now, I think it's Matt Ryan.
Right. Roethlisberger's probably had the better career.
Undoubtedly.
I mean, I think that's a debate.
I mean, you can talk about it.
Did he win an MVP?
But then we look back and we start counting Super Bowl titles. And then we stop talking about it.
All right. How many Super Bowls has Roethlisberger won?
I think he's got two, doesn't he?
Ben Roethlisberger.
Two, maybe? Three?
I don't think he has two, does he?
He's definitely got two.
He's got two Super Bowl wins?
Yeah.
I hate this. He won Super Bowl XL and XL. I don't know what those are. Six-time Pro Bowl. Never the MVP of the league. Yeah, he's had a better career. Because two Super Bowls. Yes. I'll give you that.
Thanks for throwing me that bone.
Yeah, thanks. But as far as right now goes, Matt Ryan's better than Ben Roethlisberger.
I agree.
But
I concur.
So, hey, I did this thing yesterday on the thing about my dishwasher and 7-hour cycles on it.
You did the thing yesterday when we went to lunch by yourself and not with me? Yeah, I remember that.
I can't turn your mic down, can I?
No, I can turn yours down.
Boy, I'd love to turn yours down right now. Anyway, I asked.
Well, how about your dishwasher?
Well, I got these two cycles on it. One of them, I got five cycles, but one of the regular cycles, 3 hours, 2 minutes.
Yep.
And then I've got this scrub cycle that's 7 hours and 41 minutes.
That's a deep clean.
It better be.
It's that deep clean. Did you put it on?
No.
You should. Just see what happens.
Man, seriously, we work 15 hours a week here on the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's two cycles of my dishwasher.
Listen, throw it on. You thought you had black pants. Turns out you have stainless steel this whole time.
Man, that's crazy to think about, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You want a Tiger Woods update?
I'm following along.
It ain't good.
I don't love it.
It ain't good.
He seems to have the yips with the putter at the moment.
Tiger Woods on his second hole hit it. What? He missed a 5-footer.
Yeah.
4'9" for par. 3-putt. I'm done with him. No 59 watch today. All right.
I'm done with him.
I'm done with him. Totally done with the guy on this. I want to get into this here quickly as we kind of jump around a little bit here. Kirby Smart, 7 years, $49 million. This is a little bit like Matt Ryan. You're going, what? You got mad that Matt Ryan got $100 million, right?
I think it's crazy.
You think it's crazy that Kirby Smart got 7 years, $49 million?
Isn't this year three?
This is year three coming up.
And they extended him already?
Extended him, yes.
How many years he had left? 2 years on the contract left?
He had a bunch more, but now it's 7 years, $49
million. That's ridiculous.
New contract.
What are we doing?
You don't think he's worth 7 years, $49
million? No.
He made
an appearance in the college football playoff. Made an appearance in the national title game. They lost.
Yeah. He'll be paid more than Dabo Swinney, Dan Mullen, David Shaw, Tom Herman. His contract is matches Gus Malzahn's seven-year, $49 million, has the fifth highest paid coach. Right now, Urban Meyer, 8.49, highest paid coach. Nick Saban, 8.28. Jim Harbaugh, 7.73. Jimbo Fisher, 7.5. Kirby Smart, 7.0 with Gus Malzahn.
Yep.
Dabo Swinney, 6.75. Dan Mullen, 6 million. Shaw, 6 million. Tom Herman, 5.95 million. Who in that list is overpaid? Ready?
Yep.
Urban Meyer.
No.
Nick Saban.
No.
Jim Harbaugh.
Yep.
Jimbo Fisher, 7.5.
Hard to say. He's first year on the job.
Good point. Kirby Smart, 7 million.
Absolutely.
Gus Malzahn, 7 million.
Even worse.
Who would you rather have, Kirby Smart or Gus Malzahn?
Kirby.
See, that's hard. That's very hard.
Continue the list. We'll circle back around.
That was 26.75.
Underpaid.
Dan Mullen, 6 million.
Way overpaid.
David Shaw, 6 million.
Overpaid.
Tom Herman, 5.95.
Come on.
What? What do you mean, come on? I like Tom Herman, man.
Come on.
I think Tom Herman's going to be a superstar.
It's a three-star program.
Not for long. It will be a four-star program, pretty doggone.
Is a three-star program looking at a two-star program right in the fifth?
No. Let's be clear about this. Tom Herman is, in 5 years, will be one of the five best coaches in all of football.
Tom Herman right now is the head of a two-star program.
No, they're a three-star program right now.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
Well, let's remember this. Look what he did at Ohio State. Look what he did at Houston.
Hook him.
And look what he's doing down there.
Good luck.
At Ohio State, he was the offensive coordinator's quarterback's coach, led them to the fourth-ranked offense, their first national title since 2002, and he did it with two different quarterbacks.
Excuse me.
Goes to Houston, goes 13-1, beats Florida State in the Peach Bowl, finishes eighth in the country, then goes 9-3 with an injured team, and then goes to Texas. He's 22-4 as a head coach going into the year at Texas.
What's he done in Texas?
7-6. Took over a mess at Texas. 7-6.
Can't be 7-6 Texas.
You don't reckon?
Can't do it. You're not supposed to do it. But this isn't 2005 anymore, so.
Yeah. Finally in this segment. So let me ask you, you think he's going to be successful in 5 years?
I think he'll be successful. I don't think he's going to be at the level you think he's going to be at.
I would think that him and Lincoln Riley over the next 5 years will, somebody's going to win three titles, somebody's going to win two in the Big 12.
I thought you were going to go national there for a second.
He'll be in the national picture.
They going to get that rivalry back on track?
It's already on track.
All right.
Look, man, I'm telling you, watch out for Tom Herman. I think Texas is a big surprise team this year.
Just like the last 3 years?
Nope.
Where Texas is back, they win an early season game.
Year two.
Whether it's Notre Dame or play well against USC.
Year two is the year you get it done.
Oh, boy.
Year two is the year.
Hook 'em horns.
You get it done. We'll see.
They're back, baby. And then they fade down the stretch like they always do.
We'll see.
Because Texas football teams are built on money and just lies.
We'll see. I need to tell you about Trail, TREHEL.com. So you got a problem with this cat, too, with Will Hussey, y'all talking trash towards each other.
This guy?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, he couldn't shoot a fish in a barrel, I'll tell you right now.
I love it, man. I can't wait to see this happening. Hey, on a much more serious note, if you are on a building committee of a church and you don't know if you need to renovate, you don't know if you need to maybe build a new site, you don't know if you just need to sit still, stand pat, and just hold, why not talk with the good folks over at Trail? They don't charge you any church any money for their services and evaluation of what they do. And that doesn't mean that they'll even do the work for you. But they do love sitting down with you, and they'll sit down and make sure that they can walk you through a process and see if you need to remodel, if you need to maybe build another site, or if you need to stand pat. They'll talk to you about your needs, looking at your logistics and looking at your demographics and making the analytical approach to it and seeing if you need it, what do you need to do? Hopefully your church is going through enough growth, this is going to happen. And if you're on that building committee, you've got a lot to answer to. Committees, Trail does best with the committees, but let them talk to you about that. And maybe the best thing you can do is on their website, go back and see maybe of your denomination and get in touch with folks from your denomination maybe that they built and get that word of mouth, because they're going to be satisfied. I can promise that. TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. Final break of the week, final segment of the week right after this.
Hey guys, Kelly Gramlich here. I am very excited to announce that I will be hosting my own show on Saturday mornings this summer. The Kelly Gramlich Show will debut on Saturday, May 5th at 10 a.m. right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. The hour-long show will feature insight and analysis, plus exciting interviews with special guests. The Kelly Gramlich Show, every Saturday at 10 a.m., brought to you by Engineered Sleep, right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boy with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo resort opening fall 2019 right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel such as housekeeping, great food, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge Clemson at lakesidelodgeclemson.com. That's lakesidelodgeclemson.com.
You've dreamed of designing your one-of-a-kind pool. Now you can at Aqua Pool Care in Anderson. Right before your eyes, beautiful cascading waterfalls, elegant spillover spas, and unique water fountains come to life with their 3D virtual computer system. And when it's complete, let Aqua Pool Care maintain your pool so you can enjoy your masterpiece. Unlimited pool possibilities with Aqua Pool Care. Call them at 508-1885 or online at aquapoolcarellc.com and make your dreams come true.
Whether you're a sole proprietor or your company employs several hundred people, Kiwi Financial Group advises on small group retirement plans and insurance benefits. Whether you are looking to start a plan or if you already have a plan, the independent advisors at Kiwi Financial Group will do a comprehensive review of your small group needs and recommend your best options. Discover successful employee benefit strategies with Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call them today at 654-5043.
Hendrick Honda is surrounded by colleges and universities. Let Hendrick Honda Easily help you on the path to success with our first-time buyer and college graduate programs. At Hendrick Honda Easily, their sales team is fair, fast, easy, and transparent, here to help you buy your new or pre-owned Hendrick Honda Easily vehicle. Their on-site service department and extended customer service ensures your vehicle will get continuous support. Hendrick Honda Easily, in the heart of the upstate at 4609 Callan Memorial Highway and online at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious. LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to LightStream.com/radio. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to LightStream.com/radio. That's LightStream.com/radio. LightStream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval, rates include 0.5% auto pay discount available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for important information about limits on LightStream loans.
We alarm our houses and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
So, who did you wake up with?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show
on WCCP
105.5 The Roar.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Sherry's Berries Get your berries, folks. Mother's Day is right around the corner. I got to tell you, May the 13th, right around the corner. That's a week from Sunday. So that time's running out. Your mom's going to love them. I gave you guys Sherry's Berries one time, didn't I, Zach?
You gave me Sherry's Berries?
Yeah, and we gave them to Kristen.
Yeah, yeah. No, I definitely bought those for Kristen.
Is she listening right now?
I totally bought those, Mickey. God.
Is she listening right now?
What, you idiot? Like,
is she listening?
Like, how could you forget is that?
She listening or not?
She may be.
So you bought Sherry's Berries.
So I bought Sherry's Berries for Kristen. It was easy. I used the promo code 1055. No, Mickey was very kind enough to supply them. And we took them home, and she loved them. I loved them. They were great. They're big, giant pieces of fruit covered in chocolate and vanilla, whatever you want, and it's fantastic.
So yes, awesome.
Can't get enough of them.
Starting at $19.99, double the berries this week for just $10 more and get the super dipped caramel pretzel rods. You're going to love this. $19.99, freshly dipped strawberries, plus shipping and handling. Now, remember, this week only $10 more gets the great gift, the decadent gift of dipped caramel pretzels. May the 13th, Mother's Day, visit berries.com, berries.com. Click on the mic in the upper right-hand corner, type in 105.5. The mic, 105.5. Love that. I hope she's not listening.
She's not. She had a meeting at 8:30, so unless she was super late.
You really told her you bought them?
I don't think I did.
I hope not.
I hope I didn't. That was a while ago, though.
Yeah, that was a while.
I might have. I could have.
That was a while ago. You know something? I'm embarrassed to tell you this. I don't know who the Yankees play this weekend.
The Yankees are at home this weekend.
All right.
And I don't know who they play either. No, I do know. No, I don't know.
You don't know.
I do know.
The Yankees play the Indians this weekend.
Yes. The Yankees play the Indians.
Three-game set. Looking forward to that. After taking 3 out of 4 down to Houston.
What do we play Boston again?
I don't know. Beat them 2 out of 3 last time.
I just want a piece of lost 2 out of 3. Boston.
They lost 2 out of 3 last time?
Yeah. That was when they were 9-9 and things were in dire straits.
But now we're better, man.
Now you've won 12 of your last 13.
Give me some biggie over there. You ready?
Is that right? Oh, Boston's after Cleveland. Jeez.
Yeah, give me some biggie over there.
Some biggie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love biggie.
Mm. For Rick, who's never heard the segment. Anybody else?
That Oprah thing threw me for a loop.
Mm. Gotta find your truth. If you're crazy about it, if you can't wait, give it to me. Medium interest? Mild interest? No interest. All right, here we go. Give me NHL playoff series. Which one? You care about all four of them?
Absolutely. They're all great series right now.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
Quickly, let me find a story here for you. Are all of them the same to you as far as the series goes, as far as your excitement level?
I'm more excited and interested to watch Washington and Pittsburgh. But I'm very excited about all of them.
That series tied at 2 right now.
Yeah, 2-2.
Preds Jets? 2-2. Who wins?
Preds Jets? I'm still going to go with Nashville in that situation.
Tied 2-2. Pens and Caps now. 2-2. Who do you like?
Pittsburgh.
All right. We got Lightning Bruins. Lightning up 2-1. Tonight, 7 o'clock.
I don't think Tampa closes it out tonight, but I think they still win the series.
Well, can't close it out tonight because it's 2-1.
I always said 2-1. I'm sorry, I said 3-1.
No, 2-1. And then Vegas is going to come back and beat the Sharks, right?
Well, I think it's San Jose.
Really?
I think it's San Jose.
Really?
Yeah.
Baby.
Vegas has overachieved all year long. This could be the end point for them.
Interesting. As far as the NBA series, give me your biggie as far as the NBA. I'm with you.
Who you be with?
Clemson Florida State baseball series. Yankees in Cleveland. Wachovia with Tiger Woods in the field making the cut.
It's the Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo with Tiger Woods in the field making the cut. A T-bone steak, I bet people at Wells Fargo hate me. Kentucky Derby.
I make 2 bets a year.
Yeah.
I do a pool with a friend of mine for the basketball tournament in March Madness. And I do a trifecta for the Kentucky Derby. And I lose both every single year, but I do it every single year.
How about the fight this weekend?
Who's fighting this weekend?
don't know if it's this weekend or not. Golovkin and Mirotarsian.
Well, me asking who's fighting this weekend is probably not a good indication of my excitement level for
me
that.
Me pronouncing it's worse. All right, I got this for you real quick, all right?
How about the debut of the Kelly Gramlich Show featuring Kelly Gramlich here on WCCP 105.5? Get strapped with
infrared beams. 10 o'clock tomorrow.
10 o'clock on Cinco de Mayo.
See? Would you say I have a plethora of sweaters?
Yeah.
All right. I have some odds for you.
Are we still playing Biggie for these outs?
No.
Dang.
Justify 7-2. I hope Bob Baffert's horse doesn't win. Is it just me? Baffert's got that one, and he's got Soleimani. He's got two in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is it just me, or does Bob Baffert look like the biggest jerk in the world? He might be the nicest guy ever. And I don't judge a book by its cover in most cases. But does he not look like the most arrogant jerk to ever walk the face of the earth? You know what I'm saying?
I guess. I feel like you feel pretty strongly about
You never got that feeling from looking at Bob Baffert?
No.
Really?
But I'm with you. Hey, if you hate Bob Baffert, I hate Bob Baffert.
I don't hate Bob Baffert.
Listen, you hate him, I hate him.
No, look, pal. I don't hate Bob Baffert.
I hate him now.
With that said, I look at him and I'm thinking, man, that guy can't be a nice guy. You ever get that feeling? Y'all, like, you look at somebody, that's got to be a nice person.
Yeah, I'm just going to hold a grudge against this man for the rest of my life.
All right, hold on. Let me show you a picture. You know who I'm talking about.
I think so.
Here, this guy right here. He's got sunglasses on. I don't care if it's raining and dark. He's got sunglasses on every single time. This guy right here, man. You mean to tell me?
Don't show me that guy's face. I'm going to get fired up. Oh, yeah, I know that guy. Love that guy.
Huh?
Love that guy.
You do?
No, I hate that guy. He's so smug. So arrogant.
He looks like a rich Ric Flair.
He does.
Woo! Man, that guy gets him on there.
I don't know.
I'm not a Baffert fan.
Hey, you hate him, I hate him.
No, I don't hate anybody. I don't
hope a horse kicks him tomorrow.
All right, over under the Kentucky Derby winning time, over under 2 minutes, 2.65 seconds.
Under.
I'm going over. You can bet on an over under for the first quarter, the first half mile. You could bet on if the winner's betting Kentucky or not. You could bet on which state it is. California right now, 2-1, Florida 7-2, Dubai 4-1. You could bet on if the secretary's record will be broken.
What's that record?
Less than 2 minutes, like 159. 11-1, yes. 1-50, no.
Probably not.
If you have a Triple Crown winner, if the winning horse will win the Preakness, if it wins the Belmont, if it wins 2 of 3, you can bet on any of these. And I got a little something else for you here that you can love. NBA odds right now. Which team would Kawhi Leonard sign with? First game of the year next year, who would be with? Spurs are first, 76ers are second.
Spursy.
Will LiAngelo Ball be drafted? You can bet yes or no on that. I got MLS odds right now.
No.
Atlanta United, number one in that one. I got this boxing odds.
We're talking MLS now on the show?
Yeah, no, we're not, but I got the MLS odds for you right now.
We can talk some MLS on the show if you want to.
Atlanta United right now, your current favorite.
Zlatan.
4-1. New York City FC, 9-2.
They need to play somewhere outside Yankee Stadium. Screw up the grass.
They play in Yankee Stadium?
Yeah.
No, I don't like that at
all. Yeah, they play diagonally.
Get them out of there. Don't like that at all.
They play in Yankee Stadium.
I got to get to
the house that Jeter built, and they're playing soccer in there.
The house that Diego Maradona. I don't know who plays for this guy. All right, I got
Diego
one for
Maradona. Diego Maradona.
Pele
was your best guess.
That's it. I got this little prop bet for you right here.
Yep.
I don't talk a lot of politics.
Oh, boy.
You can bet right now, 7-2, yes, 1-6, no. Will Donald Trump win the 2018 Nobel Peace Prize?
Oh, my God.
Boom!
Oh, my God.
All right, Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. I can call him 292-3001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Get in touch with him. Love it. Love the guy. We forgive someone in sports every single day.
Forgive you for that take right there.
What?
Peace prize.
The guy deserves a Nobel Peace Prize. The war's over in Korea. Wouldn't it happen without him? I'll forgive you for even saying that.
Okay.
Skip the music. 2 minute Joe, what do you have for me?
Get out to Clemson baseball this weekend. This is one of your last chances to see it. They have a homestand here that includes Florida State, obviously, Western Carolina, then Austin Peay, and then you're done until a maybe host regional situation.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. We're getting down to it here.
How does that work out? That's just absolutely crazy. All right, my 2-minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. For all of your real estate needs, it's my great friend, EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him. He can help you out. Any real estate needs you got to have is EricNewton.com. Zach, I'm going to end on a bad note. You don't want to hear this. So far today, Tiger Woods has missed a putt from 11 feet, from 9 feet, from 10 feet, and from 12 feet.
He's got the yips.
He's missed 3 birdie putts inside of 12 feet.
He's got the yips.
He's got to get the putter going, man. 120th in strokes gained yesterday. Can't find the greens. Let me thank Josh Williams. Let me thank our good friend Tyler Vissen. Kelly Hester. Zach Orr. Great job, man. Second segment. Segment two is very good. Up next, two of my favorite people, Brad and Ben, our caller sponsors, listeners, texters, tweeters, emailers. Folks, I hope you have an absolutely wonderful weekend. Wonderful Cinco de Mayo.
See?
You're not going to give me one before we go?
I gave you one for the Graham Lick Show.